This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Colorado gained 500 jobs in September. That's according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. It's the first monthly jobs update for the state from the federal agency since the U.S. government reopened last month. The monthly numbers are preliminary and are revised as more information comes in. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate declined slightly to 4.1%. The U.S. House passed a bill to better measure snowpacks and help respond to drought. Republican Representative Jeff Hurd introduced the bill to help the Bureau of Reclamation and say it will better provide water supply data.
Better data means better reservoir planning, better support for agriculture, better protection for our cities and towns, and better management across every industry that depends upon water in the West.
The bill reauthorizes the program through 2031. Representative Joe Neguse was the lead Democratic sponsor of the bill. Next, it heads to the Senate, where Democrat John Hickenlooper and Republican John Curtis of Utah introduced a companion bill. A big push to help kids and families spend more time outdoors has launched in Greeley. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The initiative, called Generation Wild Greeley, is backed by a $1.75 million grant from Great Outdoors Colorado. It aims to connect all children, especially those on the city's underserved east side, with nature. That'll happen through expanded programming, community events, field trips, and improvements to local parks and natural areas. Students at the University of Northern Colorado's Active Schools Institute will help gather and analyze data to guide the five-year project. Community organizations will also play a major role in the initiative. It kicks off early next year. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
And a new state initiative offers free training for Colorado's child care providers. The program gives one-on-one advice for business owners at no to low cost. Officials say the goal is to help child care providers start new businesses and grow existing ones. On-demand courses are available online. In-person and hybrid sessions start in January. This is CPR News.